This is A&L Today, the number one podcast in the world.
Welcome to our fantasy football podcast with Logan and Austin.
How's it going, guys?
Where we talk about football and all things fantasy football. And we will bring in a special guest for each episode. Today we have Nikki Tello. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Nikki. I'm very aware of football and sports.
And she's a very knowledgeable guest. I'm happy to have her on.
She's actually the lead analyst on ESPN. She just got hired.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, okay, thank you. No problem. So we're just going to discuss, all things football, really, just, in the world today of football. So first I'd like to ask you, who's your favorite football team?
I guess the Ravens.
Oh, good.
They're cool.
The Ravens. It's a classic pick. It really is.
They're my favorite team too. Why do you like them? Why do you like them so much?
I just like what they've done for the community.
For the community.
For the community. Well, right, can you give us some examples?
Can you elaborate on that?
I'm really intrigued by that answer.
I have to cut this. there's I've seen the advertisements.
Advertisements?
All right.
Anything else you can tell us about the Ravens?
Advertisements, ladies and gentlemen.
Very interesting.
I've seen the commercials and I like the Super Bowl.
Right.
The Super Bowl. That's a good answer.
I also like the Super Bowl. It's been a while since the Ravens have been in the Super Bowl, but
yeah,
it's a good.
That's
answer.
True.
Yeah, could you tell us?
Do you know when the last time they were in the Super Bowl was? What year?
2019.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
She actually knows it.
No, wow. I was wrong. It was actually 2012.
Wasn't even close, really.
2012.
Yeah. I'm a fake
fan. Remember that year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was grown.
Joe Flacco under center.
Joe Flacco and
And who else?
I was gonna say Jack Black.
Yeah, he was. I think he was on that team.
Star wide receiver.
He might have retired the year before that. But,
Star wide receiver Jack Black.
Who's the other guy? Ray Rice.
Is it Ray Rice? It is Ray.
That is someone.
Do you know what he did? You know what he's famous for? You do. You know what he's famous for?
Did he do something bad?
Yes.
Sexual assault.
No, not sexual.
Just
assault.
Just normal assault. Yeah. On his wife in an elevator. There's video recordings if you'd like to see. I'm just kidding.
I'm good. That'll change my opinion.
Okay, so I'm glad we can hear a little bit about you.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe we can hear a little bit about our hosts, Logan and Austin. Austin, if you'd like to start.
I'll go.
Oh.
We just went.
Just kidding. What are your guys' favorite football teams?
Why are you asking the questions?
Austin, I was trying to speak, miss.
I'm messing.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm actually a proud Commanders fan.
Commanders.
Just got to see the game where we did some dirty work on the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, he's washed. You know how it is. It was really easy game for Taylor Heineke, even though he sucks. If you're asking me, I think Sam Howell should be starting. But that's a topic for another day. It really is. Sorry. Luke, can we hear more about you?
It could be the topic for today. Who knows?
Could be.
We have our analyst, Nikki Tello,
We do. That is true. Yeah. That is true.
So my favorite team is the Baltimore Ravens. I think they're Super Bowl contenders. I think Lamar is the MVP. I think we are the best team since, who knows, the 17-0 Patriots.
Probably since the Giants would just beat you, huh?
That was a fluke game. No, that was a bad coaching game.
The Bills was the fluke game too, huh?
Or the other losses? In that game.
The Dolphins, was a fluke too?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Our offensive coordinator's lacking in skills. I think I'd be better. I think my 90-year-old grandmother could be better at OC if you gave her the headset. So,
interesting. All right.
That's just a little bit about me.
All right. Nice.
Okay, so first question I have on the agenda is what do you think about the Breece Hall injury? He actually tore his ACL on Sunday. What are your opinions?
Very unfortunate. I would have liked to see him play more.
Oh, yeah?
I would have too, actually. See, he was on my fantasy football team.
That's the worst. It really is.
It's trash.
You just can't do much about it,
You can't do much about it.
You just have those days, and it's just,
You play a lot of fantasy football, I'm sure.
Yeah. I lost money, too.
Yeah.
I lost.
You can just name some of the players on your fantasy team.
You can just go through and just tell us.
Just name some.
I'm sure your team is great. I'd like to hear this.
From an analyst, I'm actually really intrigued to hear the players on your team.
You have to cut this part. This was not part of the script. Shut up. I don't know any people.
Just say random names. Say random names.
Lenny Roscoe.
Oh, really? Was he a first rounder? Your first round pick?
Nope.
What a steal that was.
You're playing with some bots in your league, I see.
Who else?
Who was your first round pick?
John.
Oh, John?
John, you got... What number? 1 through 10.
He was the 7th.
Oh, so the 7th pick.
John the 7th's kind of a steal.
John the 7th, yeah.
No.
John at the 7th.
No, I don't think... That's not what I meant.
John at the 7th
John
pick.
The 7th.
You know, all right.
Okay, so since Breece Hall... So Breece Hall, he was on the Jets?
That's basketball.
Right?
That No, that's not basketball. Yeah, she's joking.
You actually can't say that in the podcast.
We're gonna You're gonna cut a bunch of stuff.
That wasn't the plan, but I guess now we have to.
You know, it is what it is.
So with the Breece Hall injury, James Robinson just got traded to the Jets.
Yeah,
how do you
know.
Feel about that?
I like him.
You like him?
I like him. Not mad.
Anything else you have to say?
You can't say anything
more
about him.
I think he'll do good for the community and the...
Oh, the community.
The community.
Could you elaborate?
The organization and...
I mean, that's good to know.
You know, that's a solid answer.
Austin, do you have any questions for our ESPN analyst?
All right, so how do you feel about the current state of the NFL? You know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, they're both 3-4. How do we feel about that, you know, dominating the league for so long?
And now they're just falling off.
How are they falling off?
They're both their teams are 3-4, as Austin just said.
Oh, my fault.
Just try to listen to our questions, Venice. Thank you.
Just pay a little bit of attention.
I think that they can make a comeback.
You do?
Interesting.
I like that take, actually. I wish the best for them.
Hasn't Tom Brady been trying to retire for like 4 years?
Yeah, he actually did retire and he came back.
He actually retired and then came back and then his wife divorced him.
Yeah.
Giselle?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he chose football over family.
Giselle is hot.
You're not wrong.
Interesting take there.
That's a good take.
No wonder ESPN hired you.
Yeah, that's a good take right there. It's really sad, his case, but I'm glad he chose football over family.
Yeah.
I hope everybody knows
I'm not
that.
Glad because he's old and he's going to retire soon fully anyway.
Yeah, that's what they all think, but now.
But you,
what is he, like 40?
He's an alien, 45.
45 years old.
Is he the oldest person in the league?
I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't it? He's really old. You can tell, just by looking at his face, you can tell he's aging.
I don't really like him.
You don't like him?
From
like
what
him?
I've seen.
Why?
Can we elaborate on that?
Because he's a crybaby?
Because he kisses his son on the mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I didn't know that was controversial, that. But I guess.
Definitely not. I definitely see where you're coming from there.
I don't know if we're allowed to say that on this podcast.
That's just the facts.
That is the facts, you're right. And he, like, makes out with him.
I know. I saw the video.
Oh, you've seen the videos?
Yeah.
You into that stuff?
It was on the advertisement. It was on the news.
It was? Him kissing his son was on the news?
Yeah, bruh.
Is it like a felony?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was he convicted of a crime?
Maybe he's...
I think he's just...
I feel like that's not a felony.
Not that I
feel like
I know.
It's not.
I think...
I don't know.
Yeah. He's just into that stuff.
It's just weird after a certain point.
Yeah, once you get to like 2 seconds...
That, but also his age. The age of the son.
Oh.
I think
once
that,
the tongue is getting involved, that's where it's, you know, a little too
bad.
I just always think,
cross the line.
I think it's always weird to kiss your child on the mouth. I think that's always weird.
You think that's weird?
I do.
Especially when it's two boys. We know how you feel about those kind of relationships.
Shut up. That was not funny, bruh.
You know, this, we thought this was a football podcast. Yeah. It turned into a Kissing Your Son podcast. Turning into... You know. Some deep conversations over here. But you know, why don't we get back on track here? So, Nicky, how do you feel about the 6-0 Philadelphia Eagles? Just they coming off a bye. How do you think that...
They're winning?
They are indeed winning. They've won every game.
I think that's awesome.
How do you feel about them going into next week? Think they can secure the 17-0 season?
If they've gotten 6 so far, then I think they can get the next win.
The next win.
Interesting. They can go again. The controversial question is, do you trust Jalen Hurts under center for that team?
No.
You don't, but you still think
they're going to win.
But you don't trust their quarterback.
I trust the rest of the team.
That's a good answer.
It's not one person taking control.
That's a good point.
You know, what is it? 18 people on the field at once?
No.
It was 11.
That's not 18.
That was close enough.
It was a good try.
On defense.
You know what? We got some exciting matchups coming up this week. You know, let's just talk about the Thursday night game. We got Ravens versus the Buccaneers, and obviously Tom Brady, Lamar going against each other. How do you feel about that game?
I don't think it's going to be close.
Who do you think's going to win?
The Buccaneers.
Oh, coming from a Ravens fan too.
Cold blooded. From a Ravens fan.
Haven't the Ravens done bad this season?
You know, the Ravens done better than the Buccaneers. So.
We're 3-3.
Oh, for real?
4-3.
We're 4-3, excuse me.
Fake Ravens fan over here.
Aren't you not a Raven? Yeah, you're not. No. You're a Commanders person.
I am a Commanders person. That is a good point. You know, we can just keep it going, talking about the matchups next week. We got
cool.
Raiders versus Saints. Who are you taking in that game?
Raiders.
Let's just go around the table.
I know the Raiders. The name is familiar, so I'm going to go with them.
Oh, that's fair. That's a good point.
It's a good call.
Raiders.
What do you guys think about
Raiders,
that,
Saints.
No. Who's going to win that?
That's what I'm about to
Okay.
Play your role as the guest, please, and I'll do my job as co-host. Raiders Saints. Okay. This is an interesting game because Josh Jacobs is coming off of 3 solid games in a row.
Yes. Yes, that's a good point.
The Saints are coming off.
Oh, no.
Is it 2 or is it 3 losses in a row?
It is 2 losses.
2 losses.
Bengals and Cardinals.
I know Eno Benjamin. Backup running back just ran all over the Saints. I'm going to take the Raiders in this one. Josh Jacobs, 2 touchdowns.
You know, I'm right there with you. I think the Raiders, you know, their record really doesn't show how good as a team they are. I think they'll sneak into the playoffs, you know. I'm not going to lie. I'm taking Raiders in this game. All right, on to the next one. Nikki, can we get Patriots and Jets? What do you think?
Oh, that's a good one.
Patriots,
interesting.
Duh.
Taking the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots did just lose to the Bears.
They did lose on Monday night. To the Chicago Bears.
How bad?
Pretty embarrassing.
Pretty bad. 33-14?
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. Definitely not.
It was not close.
More than double. Or
More than double.
So, personally, I think I'm also going to take the Patriots. Just because of the Breece Hall injury, I don't think the Jets can do it without him. I think he was the engine for that offense. They have a solid defense, but Zach Wilson's not going to come to – he's not going to show up. He's not going to come to play.
You know, I would think the same thing, but, you know, I don't think Mac Jones is coming to play either. I think this is going to be a terrible game, you know. I'm thinking like 10-11 maybe, some stinky, you know, like a Broncos game. I think the Jets pull it out, though.
So, to our listeners, this game, don't bet money line, bet the under. That's all the
Just
advice.
Just slam the under. No one's going to
slam the under.
No one's
sell your house.
2 good defenses.
Put it on.
2 mediocre offenses. We really know how that goes, you know.
Exactly. All right,
on to some interesting ones. We got a... Giants, Seahawks.
Oh.
Nikki, Giants.
You're going to take the Giants? Why?
Because they're better.
They are better. They have a better
they're
record.
They're better? Oh,
they
yeah.
have a better record.
All right, good call.
See, are the Giants 6-1 now? Or 5-2?
They
and
are
two?
6-1, yeah.
They're 6-1. Okay.
Not the Seahawks.
Seahawks are
4-3.
Ooh.
So, this is an interesting game.
It is.
Giants are 6-1. I still think they're frauds. I really do. I don't trust Daniel Jones. They don't have a receiving core. Their defense is solid. They got Saquon Barkley. That's pretty much it. The Seahawks, they're just that gritty, that underdog team that I just love to take in matchups like this. I'm going to take the Seahawks.
You know, I'm right there with you. You know, they got Geno Smith. You know, they wrote him off, and he didn't write back. You know, he's showing them why now. And you know, I think the Giants they scarf out some wins. You know, close games. And I don't like how I think I'm taking the Seahawks too. You know, yeah. I think the offense overpowers.
Yeah, I just don't think. I just think
you the guys will be disappointed.
Oh, we will. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess we'll just have to see. All right. On the next one, Packers Bills.
Bills.
Yeah, I mean, pretty straightforward. I agree. I think it's just going to be the Bills, just straight out. Yeah. They're going to be Bills by probably 17 points.
Yeah, you know, the Packers just lost to the Commanders. You know, that's not looking good over there. In Green Bay. You know, the Bills, I think, just walk all over them, take it easily.
Yeah.
All right, we got Lions-Dolphins.
It's an interesting game.
I'm going to say Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Is that a hot take?
No.
No, definitely not.
They're definitely the favorites. But as long as if Amon-Ra St. Brown can come back and actually stay healthy for a single game, I think the Lions can sneak it out. But their defense is so bad. Their defense is terrible this year. The Dolphins, I mean, they're a well-rounded team. You can't really complain about the Dolphins.
They are.
I want to take the Lions, but I just can't. I'm going to take the Dolphins there.
Yeah, I'm the same way, you know. The Lions, you know, they got some solid pieces there, but I really don't like what I'm seeing. And, you know, I think Tua comes back strong this week. It really shows why the injury didn't really affect him. And, you know, I think the Dolphins win comfortably.
Yeah.
So, on to the next one, we got Broncos-Jags.
Broncos.
Why?
Because.
It's easy. That's a good point.
See,
you disagree with me?
I do disagree.
Okay, well, I'm actually really aware of these things, so I think I'm right.
It's actually in London this week, too.
Oh, interesting. Why? Yeah.
I think the Broncos are...
I mean, do I look like the NFL commissioner to you?
They play games in London every so often.
Okay.
It's actually at 9 in the morning. I can't wait to wake up at 9.
Yep.
So it's 9:30.
Watching football, you know.
Can't wait to wake up at 9, watch football from 9 to 11 o'clock at night. I'm super excited.
You're a loser.
Doesn't really get better than that.
You're going to do the same thing. You're an ESPN analyst.
Yeah, but that's because that's my job.
So what do your mornings look like?
Yeah, from 9:30
to 11?
Huh?
Well, obviously watch, but not for, you know, 13 hours straight. 14.
Oh, so what would you do instead?
What else would
instead?
You be doing as an ESPN analyst?
Maybe go out in nature and have a walk.
I don't really believe that she does that.
I don't believe that.
That just sounds like a default answer.
I can.
We know that's not true.
Oh yeah, that's real funny.
We definitely know that.
I can be
true.
In nature and listen to football.
Oh.
I don't have to watch it all the time. Okay, well, drains your eyes. You got blue lights?
Yeah, nah, whatever.
Yeah, you need them.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Your eyes will be strained.
Okay. Back to the question, to the matchup. I think the Broncos are the worst team in the league right now. I think whoever they play, they will lose. I'm taking the Jags. And Trevor Lawrence, 300 passing yards.
You know, I disagree. You know, the Jags, they don't look great. They don't look bad, too. But, you know, the Broncos, they're getting Russ back. You know, he's coming off the hamstring injury. I think they gave him a week to rest. You know, I think the Broncos, you know, tight win, maybe 2 points, but you know, I definitely bet I guess the Jags are favored here, so I'm taking Broncos spread. Either way, it's gonna be a low scoring game, I think. So,
yeah.
On to the next one, Commanders Colts.
What's the second option?
Colts.
Commanders, again.
Good pick.
This is a tough one to call. Is Taylor Heinicke still going to be under center next week?
Yeah, but also Matt Ryan is injured.
They are starting Sam Ellinger.
You got two backup quarterbacks.
You know, they're starting him for the rest of the season, too. So, I mean, they better get used to him. I have to trust him. I think this is going to be a big Jonathan Taylor game.
No, I'd hope so.
Since they have a rookie under center. I think, honestly, dude, I could see this game going as a tie, both teams scoring maybe one touchdown.
It's definitely a possibility.
I'm gonna take the Colts. I think Jonathan Taylor's gonna have himself a day.
You know, I think Jonathan Taylor will have himself a day. Still don't think the Colts offense is gonna move the ball. You know, I mean, neither is the Commanders. Let's be real with us. Neither team's moving the ball. You know, I'm just going to pick Commanders. I think this one's a toss-up, but, you know, got to go with the hometown team. All right.
Yep.
Next one, Panthers-Falcons.
Panthers.
Why?
So you guys disagree?
No, I just want to know why.
Asking why.
They have a good quarterback.
Oh.
So you think PJ Walker is a good quarterback?
Can you explain to me why not?
This was his first week start.
Could give multiple reasons why.
That's why. He's fresh. He's good.
Oh, he's got fresh legs?
Fresh legs. Unlike some of these old heads.
I mean, you are an analyst.
He's not very young. He's not young. I won't say that.
I mean, you are an analyst. Maybe you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe you know something we don't. Who knows? Yeah.
Maybe. I'm actually going to take... Man, this is a really tough game to call. This is a really bad game. Is this in the 1 o'clock slate? Please tell me it is. Oh, thank God. So I don't need to watch this.
I thought you were watching 14 hours.
I am. Actually.
What is this? What do you mean? You're not going to watch it on the 1 o'clock slate?
There's multiple games.
I can watch a different one
if I watch.
You know, I usually just turn on
Red Zone with Scott Hanson. You know, I think as an analyst, you should probably know that.
I usually just turn on Red Zone with Scott Hanson, so hopefully... This game doesn't have many big plays, so I don't have to watch it. I'm still going to take the Falcons in this one, though.
Yeah, I'm taking Falcons, too. You know, I think Falcons are the better team. You know, Panthers did just beat the Bucks, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, you know, it's... All right. Bears-Cowboys.
Bears.
Really? You think the Bears are going for 2 wins in a row?
I don't see why not. Anything's possible.
All right.
Anything is possible.
As much as I hate the Cowgirls, I'm not biased, so I'm going to take them to win this game. Justin Fields had a good game Monday night, but I think it was kind of a fluke. And, I mean, you got Dak Prescott back. You got a fully healthy Cowboys team. I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm taking the Cowboys, too. I think that one's easy. You know, the defense is just looking too good this season. I don't think the Bears can move the ball. So, you know, they're not scoring more than 5 points, you know. So, on to the next one, we got Cardinals-Vikings.
Vikings.
any particular reason or no?
No.
I just
think so.
Just Vikings.
I just know it.
Okay, Vikings are coming off a bye week. They've had a whole extra week to prepare. I think these would normally be two really even teams. But they've had an extra week to prepare. I'm going to take the Vikings.
You know, I would take the Vikings, but, you know, I think they're a little fraudulent. They are 5-1, but, you know, none of these wins are looking that good. You know, they only beat the Bears by 7 points, and that's the Bears. So, you know, I think Cardinals sneak out a win here. They just came off a win against the Saints. You know, I think Cardinals' offense is going to be too good for them. So,
why'd they have a week off?
On to the next one. Steelers-Eagles.
Eagles. You just said Eagles had, like, 6-0. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. I think I do think the Eagles win this pretty comfortably. I don't think the Steelers are very good. I'm going to take the Eagles.
Steelers suck. Eagles by like maybe 20.
Yeah.
So Titans Texans.
Titans.
This is an interesting game in my opinion. So the Titans are definitely the better team, but this is the kind of game that I see where anybody can win. And it's just going to be one of those games where the Davis Mills can go for 300. I mean, it's one of those random Sundays at 1 o'clock. I'm going to take the Texans here.
I said what I said.
You know, I'm taking Titans. You know, I think Derrick Henry is just going to run all over the Texans. I think he goes for at least 100 yards. Probably 2 touchdowns. You know, they're just gonna feed him the ball.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be too hard for the Titans. I don't think. You know, I feel like they're a pretty underrated team in the league. All right, on to the next one. We got 49ers Rams.
49ers.
I'm also gonna take the 49ers. I think their defense is just too good. I think Matt Stafford's a fraud. I'm a big Matt Stafford hater. And I'm going to take the 49ers in this one.
Yeah, I'm also taking 49ers. They just got blown out by the Chiefs, but I think they're just the better team. You know, the Rams aren't looking too good this year.
Yep.
So, last game, on to Monday, Monday night, we got Browns and Bengals.
Browns.
Interesting.
Tell me why you disagree.
Battle in the AFC North on Monday night. It's a great game, but I think... See, I know Denzel Ward was out this week. I don't know if he's out next week. If he's out next week, this is Bengals all day. Their receiving core is just too good for a depleted Browns secondary. I'm going to take the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm taking Bengals too. Bengals are rolling right now. Their offense looks unstoppable. I don't think the Browns are going to do anything about it, you know.
Yep.
It's going to be, I think Bengals win by comfortably. Yeah. So, yeah.
I agree.
That's the slate for this week.
That's the slate for this week, and that's also the podcast. That's the end. We're going to...
When you guys hear this podcast...
Close. Shut up.
The scores will already be out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we'll see who's right.
We'll see who got the most picks correct, and, log them in the book.
We'll see you soon.
And, yeah, we'll see you soon.